Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur are the two fast days that begin the night before, 24/25-hour fast days. The other fast days, Yud Zayin Tammuz, Asara B'Tevis, Zom Gedalia, still begin in the morning. The Ramban in Torah Sa'adam points out originally, when we lived during the time on the religious persecution, and no Beis HaMikdash, so then they were all 24-hour fast days with all the Inuyim. But since today we've just taken upon themselves as Ratu Mis'anim, Ratu Einu Mis'anim, the other three fast days, so therefore we only took on from the morning without the Inuyim. But Tisha B'Av, Shani Tisha B'Av, Shehuch Balot Saras. Tisha B'Av remained because of double trouble. So that's just the facts of life. So the question is, so when does the fast begin? On Tisha B'Av. The Shaila is when on Tisha B'Av. So we know in terms of Zmani Hayom, we have something called Shkia, sunset, and something called Seitzach Uchavim, which is Laila. So before sunset is Vadayom. After nightfall, or not nightfall, it's Vaday Laila. So what's the status of in between from sunset to nightfall? When exactly does sunset turn into nightfall, which is a major debate? But whatever that moment is, the time in between, whether it's 13 and a half minutes, 72 minutes, it's Ben HaShemashos. According to some Rishonim, it's Rabbi Notam, it's Vadayom to like 58 and a half minutes after sunset. But put that aside, we view after sunset as Ben HaShemashos. In fact, that's the famous Maisa. I think it was the Satma Rebbe and Rav Moshe, I believe, that when this, among many Hasidim, when they came to America, they kept Rabbeinu Tam. That's what, and they used to not make Shabbos until much later. And they used to be driving, doing Malacha. And apparently, well, the Minig America, well, if you call it a Minig America, people stopped doing, they were trying to get people to stop doing Malacha at sunset. So I think Rav Moshe called them the Satma Rebbe. And he said, you know, the Minig America is that, could you get the Hasidim to stop doing Malacha after Shkia on Friday? You could daven Mincha whenever you want, do your other things, but in terms of Malacha B'Fahesia. So the Satma Rebbe agreed. And then I heard as well, so what did the Satma Rebbe get back? So apparently the minig was that on the calendars today, we have general, the accepted norm in Young Israel circles, other circles, is 42 minutes after Shkia, let's say in New York. And so basically an hour after candle lighting. So where did that come from? So apparently before that time, I think it was about 36 minutes. So Rav Moshe gave the Satma Rebbe six more minutes. We'll make Shabbos later. And you bring in, well, you didn't have to bring in Shabbos early. Just don't do Malacha early. And that's why you'll see on the old, even today, the Lubavitcher calendars, they didn't change. And they have Shabbos is over about 36 minutes after Shkia. Well, we have the 42 minutes because of what happened. So either way, that's the time. So Ben HaShemashos. So when it comes to Yom Kippur, obviously, so if Ben HaShemashos has a din of a Safek Yom Safek Laila, so Yom Kippur is Daraisa, we have a principle, Safek Daraisa Uchumra, a doubt regarding a biblical of Yom Kippur when the fast begins, so we have to begin before Shkia, before sunset. But Tisha B'Av, the way most is in the art of some sheet is Shani Tisha B'Av, it retains its Divrei Kabbalah status, so then it would be Akasha. According to them, if it's written well, why we begin the fast before sunset. But according to the general accepted psak that Tisha B'Av is only Durabanan, that's why we assume there's no Shiurim. Achol Hashem Bo Sakana Kedid on Yom Kippur. So if it's Safek Durabanan and Lakua, why can't we be lenient during this time period? In fact, it's even less. I say the meaning of eating meat during the 9 days is even it's less than a drabbanan, it's just a minig. So that's the minig. The minig is to finish by shkia. However, that's as I see your son brought down, and if you started your meal beforehand, so they say, you know, there's room to be lenient. You safik drabbanan wakula, safik minig wakula, you know, if you could extend your meal up until like seitz, you know, during ben hashmashos. But either way, by Tisha B'Av, safik drabbanan wakula, so we should be able to eat on Erev Yom Kippur until nightfall. So the Mefarshim give the basic answer is based on a Ran in Arvei Pesachim. The famous Gemara which talks about the Dalet Kosos, the four cups. It talks a Machlokes in the Gemara, which cups do you have to recline on? So it's a debate whether it's the first two cups or the last two cups. So the conclusion is, since it's a debate on what the rabbi said, IDVID by Haseba, the conclusion of the Gemara is they all require reclining. So the Ran asked the famous question, like, what are you talking about? The Dalet Kosos is only Durabanan, and Pashtus reclining is only Durabanan. So Savik Durabanan Lakua. So why don't we just say this picks the two then? Why do we say all four? So there's a different answer, but the famous answer of the Ran is that we don't say Suffolk Durabanan Lakua Bemakam Tarte Desastre when it's a contradiction. In other words, it's a Suffolk Hashakal. I have no reason to pick the first two or the last two. So I can't just pick one randomly. So therefore, if I say Suffolk Durabanan Lakua on the first two, I won't recline on the first two. And then I'll say Suffolk Durabanan Lakua on the last two, I'll be mavata the mitzvah of Aseba, and that's definitely wrong. So if it's going to allude to a definite wrong conclusion, you can't. Like the Beis Halevi wrote, I think someone asked him a shaila about, today maybe we shouldn't have to keep Shemitah. Why? Because we paskin, Shemitah's only drabbanan today, and there's a machlokas, the Rambam and the Gaonim, on how do you count the years of Shemitah, 149 back to 1, or is there a blank year 50, then 1? So every year it's a suffix. So it's a suffix, draw a button. Why don't we say suffix, draw a button, Lakua? So the Ran says, because you'll say suffix, draw a Lakua on 1 year and the next year, and then you'll never keep Shemitah. And everyone agrees Shemitah applies Midrabanan. So we didn't say Savik Drabanan Lakua, but Makam Tarte Desastres. That's what the Poskim say here. That if I come to Ben Hashmashos, the beginning of Tisha B'Av, I'll say Savik Drabanan Lakua and I'll eat. And then the Ben Hashmashos after Tisha B'Av, I'll say Savik Drabanan Lakua and I'll eat. And it's a Tarte Desastres because they both can't be. Are you counting the Ben Hashemeshes? You can't say you're counting a Yom on one day and Laila the next day. So that's the accepted norm. So we don't say Savik Drabanan Lakua Makam Tarte Desastres. Even though Tisha B'Av is only Drabanan, we assume that one stops eating before Shkia, and we don't apply the principle of Savik Drabanan Lakua.